Having listened to the first part, it is now time to examine again what you have heard, this time paying closer attention to the language involved. First, you will hear some pieces replayed. After each of these, I will explain important words and phrases or add to what was said. Where questions are asked, there will be a short pause for you to give an answer. After the replays, I will explain some important points of grammar. You were told that a great change has come about or taken place in the world of business. E.g., the emergence or appearance of ethical and moral issues as important factors in business. Why is this?
One main reason for this change is that the information revolution has made consumers more informed about the activities of firms. The consumer nowadays has more information available to him about what firms are doing to the environment, how they treat their workers, and where they buy their materials.
The information revolution is the great change that the development of computer information and data systems have brought about. Information can now be transmitted electronically and effortlessly around the world. The effect of this revolution on business was to tie world business much closer, creating a world economy. The effect on society was to make the average person much better informed and more knowledgeable. Nowadays is another way of saying these days or today. We could also say the modern consumer or the consumer of today.
If we look at consumer behavior, we can see that many consumers are changing from being economic consumers to being ethical consumers. An economic consumer is someone who makes a buying decision based on price, quality, and what selection is available. In developing countries, most consumers are still economic consumers, as they are poor and cannot afford to make buying decisions based on any other factors. In wealthier Western economies, however, the ethical consumer is becoming more common. The ethical consumer, of course, considers price and quality important, but he also considers other factors when deciding to buy. The ethical consumer buys where he thinks he ought to.
The ethical consumer is concerned with ethics. For example, what is fair and correct? He considers ethical factors. He takes ethical factors into consideration. The economic consumer is concerned with economics. For example, how much things cost. He considers economic factors. For example, whether he can afford something.
During the 1980s, the anti-apartheid campaigners around the world launched a huge publicity campaign against imported products from South Africa. The campaign was not only directed against the South African firms, but also against firms who stocked their products in Europe and America especially.
To launch a publicity campaign means to organize a large campaign to draw public attention to something. To launch literally means to throw. The campaign was directed or aimed against South African firms.
The ethical consumer is now beginning to question issues which were for a long time taken for granted. Lobby groups have developed in many Western economies to combat business, and specifically advertising practices, which are seen to be unethical. For example, lobby groups have succeeded in America and in the European community in forcing governments to cut back and control advertising of damaging products.
Issues were taken for granted means the issues existed and people knew about them but paid little attention to them. A lobby group is a group formed to push for one particular goal. To combat or to fight, to oppose. Specifically, especially, particularly. So, what are these issues previously taken for granted?
As the power of the ethical consumers has grown, the whole social acceptability of alcohol has come into question. People are beginning to realize that alcohol is in fact a very strong drug, with highly addictive qualities, even though it is legal. The growing social conscience of the average man on the street can also be noticed when we see how many people are now opposed to nuclear power production. The greening of the consumer is one of the biggest changes occurring in the markets today and is reflected in the amount of green advertising we see.
Social consciousness means a citizen cares not only about his or her own community, but about the whole of society. The greening of a consumer has nothing to do with skin colour, but means the way in which the consumer has become more environmentally conscious. The consumer has gone green, become green aware or green conscious. Reflected means shown or mirrored.
The advertising industry has also come under much criticism from an ethical point of view. Critics point out that the advertiser's aim is to encourage people to consume more and more. Overconsumption in rich Western economies is the main source of environmental collapse because overconsumption means overproduction, which means more pollution and more waste.
Why has the advertising industry been criticized for ethical reasons? Because the aim of the advertising industry is to encourage people to consume more and more. To encourage is to persuade or to lightly push someone to do something. To collapse means to fall apart. Environmental collapse means environmental destruction.
The advertising industry, in its defense, often answers, "We reflect rather than influence society."
The advertising industry is arguing that it too is a product of society and is therefore not responsible for faults in society like overconsumption.
We must not forget, however, that marketing, advertising, and other business practices are not only confined to profit-seeking organizations. Nonprofit organizations also conduct marketing and advertising, but their goal is not to promote a product. Rather, it is to promote an idea or cause. Through this promotion of causes, nonprofit organizations try to achieve a better society.
To confine means to restrict. To promote a product is to actively support it, to put effort behind it.
Save the Children is a British organization trying to combat starvation and sickness among children in the Third World. Save the Children used a PR campaign to bring to light the famine in Ethiopia in 1984. Their total PR budget per year is only £50,000, but this one story on British TV in 1984 brought them £2 million in donations in 1 week. Many people criticize the use of large publicity and advertising budgets by charities. However, the money spent on these business practices comes back manifold in terms of increased donations.
A budget is a fixed amount of money set aside for a purpose. For example, a government has an overall budget for the managing of the state, but also military and health budgets, etc. Manifold means many times. We can also say twofold or threefold, etc. In terms of here means in the form of.
In 1989, Friends of the Earth, a British environmental protection organization, first set itself aside a substantial PR budget. It worked for them, and they managed to increase their public profile and thus the funds they raised. Through marketing, advertising, and personnel techniques, we can see how organizations aiming at a more moral or ethical society are trying to make themselves more efficient. Fundraising must be carried out on a more professional basis if they are to achieve these goals.
On a more professional basis means in a more professional way, or simply more professionally.
We shall now move back to discuss further the idea of the ethical consumer. A 1991 report by Mintel, a market research organization, looked at the issues of conscience that influence the British consumers. The report confirmed that the presence of the ethical consumer is rising and said that the first three most likely issues to stop them buying a product were 1. Environmental issues, 2, moral issues, and 3, animal-related issues. The report concluded that the power of this ethical consumer would increase throughout the 1990s, especially through the growing sophistication of the green consumer. It said this increasing power would be used by the consumer to punish firms who are token green or token moralists. Such companies would be forced by market pressure to review their whole image from an ethical point of view. The report went on to say that those firms who brushed up their ethical policies or who particularly gained a green corporate image were the ones most likely to succeed.
Issues of conscience. Related terms are issues of principle or ethical and moral issues. The report confirmed or the report verified. The report concluded or the report came to the conclusion. The growing sophistication of the green consumer means his growing awareness or knowledge, which allows him to make a more informed decision. Token green means in name but not in practice. Token is something done only for show, for appearance. To brush up means to improve or to polish up. The problem, despite growing consumer awareness, is
the power of the consumer strong enough on its own to enforce ethics on whole industries?
To enforce ethics means to ensure that ethics are put into practice.
When money is short, then the consumer again must concern himself mostly with economic concerns and not ethical ones.
Money is short. Money is tight. Means when you don't have much money. Therefore, the consumer alone cannot be relied on to uphold standards.
Consumer power must be backed up by government intervention.
Backed up means supported. However, this is problematic.
The problem is that curtailing industries which have been in existence for a long time involves trade-offs.
To curtail is to restrict, to place controls on industry. In existence means existing in operation. It involves trade-offs. It brings or causes trade-offs. A trade-off means you lose something in exchange. In this case, you lose jobs in exchange for green restrictions. Often a bad situation is allowed to exist because the result of curing it would be to create another worse situation.
If we look at environmental protection, we can see that competitiveness would not be lost by companies if all countries had to adhere to the same rules. If we had worldwide ecological policies, no country could gain a competitive advantage over another by being less environmentally friendly. We have seen moves in this direction, and some worldwide environmental laws do exist. However, the International Conference on the Environment in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 is a sign of how difficult such agreements are to achieve. After the conference was over, very little had actually been settled.
Some worldwide environmental laws do exist. We sometimes use do before the verb to emphasize that it is positive. Very little had been settled. Very little had been agreed upon.
In concluding, we can say that ethics and morals have an increasing presence in business. The green consumer and the ethical consumer are continuing to demand a more moral approach to business practices. This process may see setbacks in times of depression or recession, but the overall trend is positive. Companies who exploit the environment, people, or animals in doing business must take note of this trend if they wish to have a bright future.
In concluding, to conclude, to finish, finally. Depression is a long period of economic crisis. A recession is a temporary phase of economic difficulty. To take note of a trend is to pay attention to a tendency. To exploit is to unfairly abuse for one's own personal profit. An important point of grammar which recurred in this part was the use of the passive in English. Number one, simple present passive.
The greening of the consumer is one of the biggest changes occurring in the markets today and is reflected in the amount of green advertising we see.
Number two, present continuous passive.
The whole packaging industry is being attacked by various groups as being unethical.
Number three, present perfect passive.
The ways in which smoking is advertised in the print media have also been controlled.
Number four, conditional passive.
Such companies will be forced by market pressure to review their whole image from an ethical point of view.
Number five, past perfect passive.
After the conference was over, very little had actually been settled.
Number six, passives with modal verbs.
Power must be backed up by government intervention. For this reason, advertisers should be held responsible for their ads.